Well, hello and welcome to the show. My name is Jeffrey.
And I'm Laura.
And today we will be discussing the article, The 450th Birthday of William Shakespeare.
Wow, 相信大家呢这个一定会觉得说很惊讶，我们的莎翁也就是莎士比亚到底是几岁？那在今天呢，我们的一开始的 title 就告诉我们啊，是450岁。Wow, he sounds really old.
Well, he is probably the most famous English author in history.
真的，如果你现在还在问我说啊，这个 Teacher Laura, who is Shakespeare? 我可能就要觉得说，哇，怎么会这样子呢？莎士比亚真的是无人不知，无人不晓哦，他是非常非常有名的哦。
So he wrote a lot of famous plays. We're going to learn about a couple of plays that he wrote and about how the world is celebrating his birthday.
Yay! 相信大家都很想要期待，就是说大家要怎么样来 celebrate 来庆祝他的生日呢？那千万不要错过今天的文章，我们赶紧来看看吧。Let's take a look.
Shakespeare's Birthday, Art Revolution, Taipei.
There's an important day this month. That is William Shakespeare's birthday. The great English playwright was born in 1564. According to the date of his baptism, he would turn 450 years old on April 26th. Shakespeare's birthday will include a series of meaningful events all over the UK.Organizers plan to stage many of Shakespeare's theater pieces, plus hold exhibits and conferences. The celebration will last for a whole year. Last month, more than 1,000 schools took part in Shakespeare Week. By putting on plays and readings, students honored this great figure in English history. Today,People still admire and perform many of Shakespeare's works, such as Hamlet and Romeo and Juliet. Since his birthday is just around the corner, it's a great time to rediscover this literary genius.
Word power!
Meaningful, meaningful. Harry always helps the poor because he wants to do something meaningful. Harry always helps the poor because he wants to do something meaningful. Stage, 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 staged, staged.The students staged a fun play to thank their teachers. The students staged a fun play to thank their teachers. Figure, figure. Young boys look up to Superman as a brave and strong figure. Young boys look up to Superman.As a brave and strong figure. Rediscover, rediscover. Jenny rediscovered her love for singing after the talent show. Jenny rediscovered her love for singing after the talent show.
Okay, well, let's begin the article, and it starts with There's an important day this month.That is William Shakespeare's birthday.
Oh, okay, so 在这个月有个非常重要的日子哦。那这个日子是什么呢？哇，当然就是这个超级重要人物的生日，也就是大名鼎鼎的莎翁莎士比亚的 birthday 生日。
Okay, so who was William Shakespeare? Well, the next sentence in the article explains a little bit. It says, the great English playwrightwas born in 1564. So he was a playwright. And a playwright is a person who writes plays. Okay, so what is the difference between a play and a book? Well, a play is something meant for the stage, for the theater with actors. So it's kind of like a movie, but of course, hundreds of years ago, we did not have the technology for movies, so actors would get on stage and perform plays.
讲得非常有道理哦。其实很多人可能想知道 play 就是戏剧跟书有什么不同，那在以前呢，它是没有像现在这么有大的科技那么方便有电影，所以当然人都要去看一些戏剧哦。所以接着呢，刚刚这个课文呢就提到说，这个莎士比亚是这个英国文学史上最杰出的这个 playwright， 也就是剧作家。 OK， 那他是在什么时候出生呢？就是1564年出生的哦。那大家有没有注意到这里，我们看到他是用 in 来接年份。其实如果你在哪一个年份月份出生，都会用介系词 in 来表示。 For example, I was born in June。 那如果要用日期呢，你就要用 on 这个介系词。 I was born on June the 3rd and I won't tell you which year I was born in。
Okay, and if you're doing a time of day, you would say at. So I think I was born at 6 in the morning. Yeah.
I was born at 3 p.m.
Oh, good. Much more convenient. All right, so here's a little bit of history. According to the date of his baptism, he would turn 450 years old on April 26th. Now, what is his baptism? It's not the same day that he was born. Your baptism in the Christian religion is when you join the church.And you get a name. So it could be your name day. And you might have seen this in a movie, or you might be baptized yourself. And often a priest will either put you in water or put the holy water somewhere on your body.
Okay. 所以我们看到呢，根据这个莎士比亚洗礼，我们就看到 baptism 这个字就是指洗礼的日期哦。他在4月26日就会怎么样？Turn 450 years old, 就是450岁。OK, 那我们用 turn how old, 就是表示他会就是又长了一岁这样，你是变成几岁这样的意思哦。
OK, so, Shakespeare's birthday will include a series of meaningful events all over the UK. So a series of events means many events, okay? And they're going to be meaningful. And something that is meaningful has meaning. It's full of meaning, but it's serious, important, or useful.
OK, 我们来看一下这个。接着呢，课文就提到 Shakespeare, 就是莎士比亚的生日呢，会包含呢 a series of, 是指什么呢？一系列的这样子的意思，就是很多的。有什么东西呢？一系列的 meaningful events, 就是有意义的活动，在真正的英国 ，OK, 他们都会这样子庆祝。那这里呢，我们来看到 meaningful 这个字，也就是我们的 word power。那我们看一下字尾有 ful。都可以，通常字尾有 ful 就是有很多很多什么样的意思，像是 beautiful 就是很多美丽，也是美丽的，所以 meaningful 就是有意义的这样的意思，或者是呢非常意味很深这样的意思。所以有时候我们会说 a meaningful look 就是指意味深长的一个眼神这样子的意思哦。 Okay, how about you give us an example sentence of how to use this word?
All right, Harry always helps the poorBecause he wants to do something meaningful. Okay, so helping poor people, he thinks has a lot of meaning. It's a good thing to do.
Right, so Harry always helps the poor because he wants to do something meaningful. 就是 Harry 总是帮助 the poor, 就是指贫穷的人，因为他想要做有意义的事情啊。
And let's mention that the UK stands for United Kingdom, which England is a part of.Sometimes we say Great Britain,sometimes we say the United Kingdom,sometimes we just say England. They're all a little bit different, but that's for a geography lesson. We won't get into the details here. Let's get back into the details of the article.
Okay.
Organizers plan to stage many of Shakespeare's theater pieces, plus hold exhibits and conferences. Okay, they're going to stage...some of his theater pieces or his place. Now, you can think of a stage, the noun, as a place where actors go to act and give a play.
Mm-hmm.
But here we have a verb, to stage. And to stage something is to organize and present a play or some kind of event for people to see. So, for example, the students staged a fun play to thank their teachers.
How nice. The students staged a fun play to thank their teachers. OK, 所以课文就提到这个筹备啊或是举办活动的人呢，他们计划要把很多莎翁的这个戏剧的佳作。这里有没有看到 theater piece, 就是指戏剧，或者有时候你可以把它表示成戏曲这样的意思。所以把他们怎么样 stage, 就是搬上舞台。Plus, 也就是另外呢，他们还会举办 exhibit, 就是像是展示会啦，或是展览啦，还有当然就是 conference, 就是指会议或者是讨论会。那在这里大家有没有注意到 stage, 一般来讲我们都是当作名词来用，有舞台的意思，不过在本课的课文是当作动词来用哦，就是将什么东西搬上舞台，也就是上演这样的意思。注意它的动词三态就是 stage, staged, 直接接 D, staged。那刚刚的例句是指哦，这个学生上演了一个非常好玩的戏剧来感谢这个老师啦。
Okay, and they're also going to have exhibits and conferences.
Right.
So an exhibit is where you show something, perhaps artwork. So they could, for example, show some of the original books that Shakespeare wrote, his pens and papers, if they still have those. Now a conference, probably university professors or English experts will get in a room and talk about very smart things.
Right, and how long is this celebration going to be?
Well, the celebration will last for a whole year. Now, that's a long celebration.
Yeah, okay, 所以这个庆祝啊会持续多久呢？刚刚有说在整个英国，但是它竟然会 last, 就是持续一整年呢，哇，真的是很久哦。
And last month, more than 1,000 schools took part in Shakespeare Week.
Oh, 就在上个月呢，超过1000所的学校呢，就参加了，也就是 take part 这个片语表示参加这个莎士比亚周，也就是 Shakespeare Week.
So it's a whole week with special events and celebrations. All about William Shakespeare.
Right.
So what did they do? Well, the article says, by putting on plays and readings, students honored this great figure in English history. Okay, so a play, you stage a play, you can also put on a play. It means you do it on stage.
Mm-hmm. Okay?
And they also had readings. So the difference between putting on a play and doing a reading is when you put on the play, you actually get up and move around and you have actors doing actions, maybe sword fighting or something like that. Whereas just a reading, people would sit down and read the play. So you can just listen to it. You don't have to watch what the actors are doing.
OK, 所以学生呢以这个上演就是 put on 这个戏剧呢还有这个朗诵会像是 readings 来 honor 也是尊敬这个英国史上的伟大的人物。其中我们看到的 figure 就是指人物这样的意思，它是个名词哦。And how do we use figure in a sentence?
Well, if I could talk about a very successful businesswoman who works for a company, I would say she's a key figure in the organization.
Or you could also say young boys look up to Superman as a brave and strong figure.
Right, so a figure is a certain type of person. Okay, so Shakespeare is a great figure in history because today people still admire and perform many of Shakespeare's works. Okay, his works are his plays.
Right.
Such as Hamlet and Romeo and Juliet.
现在的人们还是会敬仰以及表演很多莎翁的作品，像是这个哈姆雷特 Hamlet, 还有 Romeo and Juliet, 就是罗密欧与朱丽叶。
Okay, so these are very famous stage plays. From Hamlet, you might know the phrase to be or not to be.
真的，在 Hamlet 里面呢，其实当他在这个犹豫是否该杀死他的叔父，就有这个经典的一段话，就是 to be or not to be, that is the question. 生存还是幻灭，这是一个值得考虑的问题。Now, since his birthday is just around the corner, it's a great time to rediscover this literary genius.
Yes, to rediscover is to discover again. to find something that you used to love and realize you still love it. So, for example, Jenny rediscovered her love for singing after the talent show.
Nice, okay. 所以既然她的生日呢 is around the corner, 就是即将到来呢，这是个最佳的时机来 rediscover, 就是重新发现探索这个文学天才哦。Well, that's it for today. Let's now go to our wrap up.哇，大家已经觉得 Jeffrey 老师怎么不见？因为他太喜欢 Shakespeare， 说他现在已经飞去英国，要去参加这个伟大的这个生日会啦。
英文小聚会。
When we had our first date, I had butterflies in my stomach.
When we had our first date, I had butterflies in my stomach.
Hello, 大家好 I'm Tim, 欢迎来到今天的小聚会。各位同学是不是都有过约会的经验呢？我还记得我第一次约会的时候啊，真的是紧张到不行。这就是我们今天要教大家的例句。When we had our first date, I had butterflies in my stomach. 我们第一次约会的时候，我简直是如坐针毡。这种感到紧张不自在的感觉英文常见的说法是 I feel anxious 我感到很焦虑或者是 I feel nervous 我很紧张不过这次例句中则是一个特殊的用法 I have butterflies in my stomach 这句话字面上的意思是胃里面有蝴蝶在飞舞这想必是非常难受的感觉因此就比喻为相当紧张焦虑的意思紧张的情况有很多就我来说 I always have butterflies in my stomach before a test 我每次在考试前都会紧张真的很难受好咯现在就让我们再来看看今天的例句 When we had our first date I had butterflies in my stomach 小聚会我们下次见咯
When we had our first date, I had butterflies in my stomach.
When we had our first date, I had butterflies in my stomach.
Kit Kat!
I 考你哦 Downtown 的意思是
城市的下方。
常常啊，在影集当中，如果耳尖的同学们可能就会听到 downtown, uptown. But do you know what these words mean and the difference between them? 原来这两个字都可以当作形容词和副词来用。首先，我们先来看看 downtown 这个字吧。很多人在字面上可能以为，哎 ，downtown， 哎。你可能是指一个城镇内的下方，哎，是这样的意思吗？不是啦，其实 downtown 竟然是指城市内的商业区 ，business or city area。像是我们台北的信义区呢，有很多办公大楼，对不对？这个信义区就可以算是 downtown。For example, there are many nice downtown restaurants near the 信义 area.同样的 uptown 当然也不能从字面上翻译成上面的城镇它是指一个城市的住宅区另外常常呢我们会听到 town 我们翻译成镇城镇 city 则翻译成城市可是你知道吗在口语当中我们常提到的 town 竟然也有 city 的意思哦都是指城市像是常听到会说 I'll be out of town this weekendOr, this is the best restaurant in town. 这两句当中其中的 town 都是和 city 一样的意思哦。而 town 可以依照你居住的城市而更改它的意思哦。比方像是如果你住在台北所以刚刚的 out of town 就是不在台北。那如果你住在高雄当然就是指你不在高雄以此类推。
What did we learn from teacher Laura?
下次听到 uptown 就知道是住宅区 downtown 是商业区而 town 在口语当中还有城市 city 的意思哦
Shakespeare's Birthday Art Revolution Taipei
There's an important day this month That is William Shakespeare's birthday. The great English playwright was born in 1564. According to the date of his baptism, he would turn 450 years old on April 26th. Shakespeare's birthday will include a series of meaningful events all over the UK. Organizers plan to stage many of Shakespeare's theater pieces, plus hold exhibits and conferences. The celebration will last for a whole year. Last month, more than 1,000 schools took part in Shakespeare Week. By putting on plays and readings, students honored this great figure in English history. Today, people still admire and perform many of Shakespeare's works, such as Hamlet and Romeo and Juliet. Since his birthday is just around the corner, it's a great time to rediscover this literary genius.
Meaningful. Meaningful. Harry always helps the poor because he wants to do something meaningful. Harry always helps the poor because he wants to do something meaningful. Stage. Stage. Stage, staged, staged. The students staged a fun play to thank their teachers. The students staged a fun play to thank their teachers. Figure. Figure. Young boys look up to Superman as a brave and strong figure. Young boys look up to Superman as a brave and strong figure. Rediscover. Rediscover. Jenny rediscovered her love for singing after the talent show. Jenny rediscovered her love for singing after the talent show.